ラジオ ETC 簡単な単語で話される英会話ほど実はその意味が分かりにくいという経験はありませんか。映画レミーの美味しいレストランのワンシーンです。元シェフがラタトゥイユを食べて料理評論家さえもうならせてしまう、その美味しさに驚きこう言います。 It can't be。 さてこれはどんな意味なのでしょうか。ETC のダイアン先生に質問をしてみました。
No, it can't be.
I thought this is a part of a sentence.
You mean short form of a sentence?
Is that correct?
Basically, maybe yes. For example, we say it can't be true. It can't be you. Yeah. Sometimes we have an object there, but. It's often used as a phrase showing surprise. We don't need to put in the object. Yeah, okay. It can't be, it's fine.
So I can use only this sentence.
Yes, only this phrase. Yeah.
Can't be.
So it shows surprise. It shows you that you are very surprised. It can't be. In Japanese, it's like arienai kind of thing.
Is that similar to it's impossible?
No, it's impossible is a little different. When you say it's impossible, that means it's maybe difficult to do something, or I cannot do it. That's impossible. But when you say it can't be, as I said, like it can't be true, it doesn't mean it's impossible. It's something that is not true.Like a dream or something like that.
I see. Yeah. So showing the surprise.
Yes, showing it's an expression of surprise.
See, it can't be.
Sometimes we use this. The object is like, it can't be you. It can't be him. We sometimes have a person there. But in that case, it's like, if I met a friend after a long time of absence,Of course, as we grow older, people change. But when I meet her, I says, and if she changed a lot, then I can say, it can't be you.
It's mean that she or he was changed a lot.
Well, not really that. Not really changing, but it's been a long absence and there's a little change. But it's unbelievable for me.To meet that person again.
Again, surprising.
Yeah, it shows surprise. Yeah, I can't believe. Means I can't believe you are here now and I'm meeting you.
It can't be.
次回もダイアン先生のお話をお聞きします。どうぞお楽しみに。